shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
All right, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and it is our News and Information Hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. And
but what are you talking to Dan about?
I just was saying that what we don't have to talk about what I was talking to Dan about.
Well, you said I'm talking about Novocaine. Yeah, you talking about dentists or something?
No, I was not talking about dentists. No, I was talking about football.
Football?
Football, yeah. I was quoting Ali Sherman, the former New York Giant head coach, who said the following thing. He said, and I saw it on one of those NFL film shows. He said, gentlemen, the screen pass is like Novocaine. You have to wait for it to take effect.
What's that mean?
Do you guys really care?
Yeah.
It means if you've ever seen a screenplay, you know what a screenplay is?
No.
Well, I'm not going to explain it, okay?
No, come on, please.
I'm not going to explain a screen pass, man. I got people sitting out there, okay?
No, they want to hear.
They want to... A screen pass is when you send the running back out into the flat.
What's that?
Oh, come on, will you?
No, really, you don't have to say flat or anything.
A screen pass when you send the running back out, okay, into that little flat area, which is behind the line of scrimmage, and you throw the ball, and the guards and the tackles and the guards in the center have set up, and the tight end have set up to block for the running back. That's a screen pass. Only it takes a while for it to set up. That's why he said it's like Novocaine, because you got to wait for their fat asses to the ball snapped, and then their fat asses got to run out there, and then they got to, they've got to set up. And I'm sorry that I even brought this up.
Yeah, it is boring. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, then let me be the judge of that, all right? I don't need for you guys to sit there and listen to it and then tell me, oh, yeah, you know, it is boring. Anyway, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, folks. 877-876-PHIL. Congratulations to the U.S. for kicking ass. Well, I mean, they are, but... Attorney for a New Jersey man arrested in a superhero outfit, a classic case of overkill. Now, you know what they've been saying ever since what happened in Colorado. These outfits are freaking people out. Now, let's not go overboard, folks. Let's not start going down the path that we've already been down in this society, which is to blame exterior things, external things for or things that are apart from the psychology of or the politics, perhaps, of an individual committing a criminal act and say, well, it's because he watched too much television. It's because he plays too many video games. It's because no.
Back to the audience wearing a suit. Yeah, you're wearing a Batman suit.
It ain't because he wears a Batman suit. If you're nuts, if you're out of your mind, if your brain is coming apart, then yes, you may go and buy a Batman suit. But when you buy a Batman suit and I buy a Batman suit...
Two different Batman suits.
It's two different Batman... No, it isn't two different Batman suits, but it's...
They've got two different meanings.
Yeah, one Batman suit means one thing and another Batman... Why is it getting more confusing the more I talk about it?
No, what you're saying... No, I know what you're saying is... If you get a Batman costume and I get a Batman, or maybe not me, but a crazy guy got a Batman costume, the Batman costume on a crazy guy is a different costume.
Yeah, whatever. The crazy guy's going to go out and get a... Maybe it's the motivation. The point being, if I go... First of all, I'm never going to buy a Batman costume. So if I ever do buy a Batman costume, I'm nuts too.
There'd be two guys.
Then we'd have two crazy guys, yeah. Except I wouldn't be murderous so much as you just ought to lock me up. However... A Batman suit worn by a sane man is a different suit or costume or expression than a Batman suit worn by a crazy man. Same thing with a Joker costume or whatever the hell else. Now, the attorney for a New Jersey man dressed as a superhero when he was arrested last Wednesday thinks police overreacted. William Ware characterized the arrest of Matthew Argentar as a classic case of overkill. Police said Argentar, 23, was wearing a mask, a bulletproof vest, elbow and arm pads, a cape, and carrying handcuffs when he was arrested July 31st outside the Home Depot on Route 57 in Mansfield Township, New Jersey. I'm not aware of anything in the law that would protect any or prohibit anyone from dressing how they choose to dress, William Ware told CBSNewYork.com. He is representing Mr. Argentar, and he's right.
What's he got on a bulletproof vest for?
Yeah, that's to me, that's suspicious.
I don't know. There's some people that want to be provocative. And maybe it was because he was, I don't know, was he nuts? Let's find out more. I don't know.
That's bad.
I don't know, man. We don't want to start going off in 58 million different directions. To me, it's the same thing as like after 9/11 targeting Muslims. You know, okay, now it's after the Aurora thing, and any guy wearing a bulletproof vest or a Batman costume, yeah, it's weird. There's no question about it. Some cats like to they get off on being superheroes. There's the guy that was, used to drive down the freeway and help people, and he was like a superhero, but he knew what he was doing. He knew he was doing it in character. He knew he was in a costume, and he knew that he was, you know, kind of spoofing it, but he liked the idea of helping people. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah, like gasoline and stuff.
Yeah, he'd carry spare gas. He had water. He had masking tape. He had any, not masking tape, but anything you'd wrap a busted hose, anything that would fix a car temporarily if someone was off to the side of the road. There was some dude that drove around in L.A. Years ago, folks, and he had like a car, I think it was painted up like a superhero car. And he was a normal guy. He wasn't crazy. He just dug it, you know?
Yeah, like he was playing.
Yeah, and I don't even, maybe he was an actor, for all I know, but so there's cats like that. There's people that are going to a costume party. There's people that want to be provocateurs, like as soon as they heard what happened in Aurora, then they thought they'd go out dressed like a jackass, you know, dressed like that to try to scare people. Some people do that. Some people are daring the cops to arrest them. Some people, and I believe this, some people are out there harassing cops. You know, we talk about the police harassing people, and we've got, God knows, we've got ample evidence of cops down through the years abusing their authority. But in recent years, we've also seen a rise in individuals, that, and they like to put it on YouTube. What they do is they provoke a cop. They try to set up a situation where a cop is almost bound to make some bad move or aggressive move, at least. Not necessarily illegal, but certainly something that looks bad on a videotape. And they think they're doing a public service by posting this bullcrap that they obviously manipulated the officer into. And God knows, you know, that they pulled it completely out of context and this and that. So I don't doubt that there's people like that when this stuff happens. Maybe this guy got into a bulletproof vest and got on, you know, handcuffs and stuff and did that. Whether he was in a tuxedo, a scuba outfit, or however he might have been dressed, we may not necessarily, you know, believe that he was breaking the law. We may not necessarily take that road. His intentions were all good. His intentions were pure. I think the police seized on this opportunity, and I think it's a classic case of overkill. Ware disputed previous reporting suggesting Argentar was approaching people in the parking lot. Ware said instead people were walking up to him, and the last thing he wanted to do was cause any public harm. Mansfield Township Police declined to speak with CBS.com, blah, 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 blah. Ware acknowledged people are on edge after James Holmes allegedly opened fire in a crowded theater in Aurora, Colorado during the showing of Dark Knight Rises. The timing is unfortunate, said Mr. Ware. He's the attorney for this guy. Some people might disagree with the timing, but from his viewpoint, it was perfect timing because he thought he was trying to turn it on his head. That's the only indication I have. What's
that mean, turn it on his head?
Well, that's the only indication we have here of what the guy was thinking.
What's that mean?
What it means is, if I'm interpreting it right, is this ass was trying to make some sort of satirical or otherwise make some comment on the situation in Colorado. I can only repeat what I heard Ricky Gervais say, and I think it's he says, today, man, people don't care what they're saying as long as you got the camera turned on and it's going to get them on TV. They don't care if they make a complete ass out of themselves. They don't care if they look stupid. They don't care if they're known forever as Joey the Butthead Smith. They don't care. Seriously, you know, they to them, that's fantastic. You know, they don't care if they're known as Eddie the Child Molester Johnson. You know, so long as they've got some fame and they can capitalize on it. In other words, there's no, in Gervais's words, he said, there's no shame. He says, there's no fame, there's infamy. And it's all, he says, there's no shamelessness. It's all, there's no shame, it's all shamelessness. So people are not concerned with whether they are shaming themselves so long as they've got some, somebody mentions them or knows them above and beyond their life. So people don't care if they don't have any talent or if they do things bad, so long as somebody notices them above and beyond their life. They don't care if they sound stupid. And here's the thing that's kind of the dead end for all of that. Those people have a shelf life that's really not very long. I mean, think about who were the people they were talking about. You remember the name of Who are those two people, the blonde and the guy from The Thing?
What blonde and guy from The Thing?
They were. It was this woman and this guy, and they were on that Survivor, I think. And wasn't there a show called The Hills or something? I forget, man. You know, I completely forget.
Yeah, what about that one lady that was mongoloid?
What? Will you stop with that?
What?
Don't use that word.
No, I'm sorry, but I mean that one lady.
What one lady?
She had Downs or something.
Who?
The lady she sang.
Susan Boyle?
Yeah.
She didn't have Down syndrome. She didn't have that. She was a perfectly normal woman who'd had some developmental problem physically, I think, because of some prenatal condition. But I think she's totally fine. She had a beautiful voice.
Yeah, what happened to her?
Well, you know something? That woman deserves a little bit of credit, man. She had a gorgeous voice. She had a beautiful voice. I think she cut an album, right?
Yeah, I think she did an album of all the hits, you know, like... I think she did
some disco hits.
No, she didn't do disco hits.
Yeah, she did.
No, she didn't.
Well, I thought, didn't she do like a K-Tel package?
Yeah, she did Tie Another Ribbon on a Tree.
She didn't do Tie Another Ribbon on the Tree, and she didn't do disco hits. She did like, they were beautiful, what do you call it, musical things, right?
What?
I don't know, man. They were songs that you find in musicals, huh?
What's that? You mean like...
Yeah, like, what was the one that I saw I told you guys about? Phantom of the Opera?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, nobody... Who listen? Nobody goes to that.
Oh, no, you're right, bud. Nobody goes to that. Phantom of the Opera was the biggest freaking hit. Everybody went to see it. It was all over the country.
But yeah, but I mean, it wasn't... What was it?
It was a play, man. It was a musical. So she was singing stuff, and she sang the song that she did on the...
America Got Talent.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't America. It's got Britain Got Talent.
Yeah, Britain Got Talent.
Not Britain Got Talent. Britain.
That's if Robert said it'd be Britain Got Talent. Shut up. Hey.
Kick some ass here.
Britain Got Talent with Robert Leonard.
Hey.
Now, tell him to shut up, man.
Bud, shut up.
Shut up, man.
I'm going to turn him loose, and he's going to beat your ass.
I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did, so shut up. Britain Got Talent. Anyway, it was Susan Boyle, okay? And now let's take a break after that fist fight. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com.
Truth
got, what
is
did I just
our
say?
Bitch.
Got Talent.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. Got talent.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. Welcome back. And I want to just do a little bit of housekeeping, as we say. First of all, if you order $30 of merchandise or more at our shop at philhendryshow.com, we're giving away 2 shot glasses for every order of 30 or more. Now, that's not really a whole lot. I mean, one of our CDs is $20.
Yeah, you can get a T-shirt and a CD.
Get a T-shirt and a CD, and you'll also get 2 free shot glasses. So we'll throw in 2 free shot glasses for every order of $30 or more at the Phil Hendry Show shop between now and midnight Sunday, Pacific Daylight Time. That's between now and midnight Sunday, Pacific Daylight Time. So that's going to be fun. We also would remind you that the Phil Hendry Show website will be featuring the play-by-play of the Jack I. Gagner and Brett Morrison of the Milwaukee Lions. They open up their preseason against the Utah Blazing Cavalry. Is that it, Robert?
Yeah, I like the Utah Flaming Cavalry.
What is that? Is that a gate? Well, I better not say.
Yeah, you better not say. All I know is it's called the Utah Flaming or Blazing Cavalry. And so that's their preseason game in Utah. Where are they playing the game at?
At the Beaver Dome.
The Beaver Dome? Where the hell is this thing anyway?
I think it's like in Salt Lake City.
The Beaver Dome.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's on August the 19th. That is available with a BSP. And it'll be aired, the audio only, it'll be a radio cast on WANG Radio, and that will be a radio cast on Phil TV and HD. So you'll figure it out. So that's coming up. Also, we have episode 27 of the Free Phil Henry podcast that dropped on Monday. Episode 28 coming up on Thursday. So we recommend you download the living hell out of that at philhenryradio.com. Just go to the banner on our homepage at philhenryshow.com. That'll direct you to Phil Henry Radio and download the living you-know-what out of that. So we have that going on. And just, a million things, man. If you're a backstage pass holder, we want you to vote on the best Bobby Dooley bit. So please do that by way of BSP email to our website. And then, last but not least, we're giving away one full free year of a backstage pass to our website. All you have to do is hashtag BSP at twitter.com/PhilHenryShow. That is hashtag BSP at twitter.com/PhilHenryShow. Or you can like our fan page at facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, PHANS. So,
that's it.
That's all the housekeeping that we've had to do here. Moving on with news. I don't want to talk about the milk.
No, you got to talk about it, man.
Yeah, you got to talk about it. I don't want to talk about that Milwaukee thing. What the hell is there to talk about, huh?
But it's important.
It's important, huh? It's important. It's important. Let me tell you, the Milwaukee thing is straight up not hard to figure out. That's a bunch of scumbag, white supremacist, just the scum of the earth. This ain't got nothing to do with, is a guy crackers. And let me tell you something else. If you think I'm going to give my gun up when guys like that are walking around, forget it. I mean, you talk about a psycho. A guy like this guy in Colorado, a guy like this Loeffner guy in Arizona, some psychotic poor bastard. I mean, that's one reason to have a gun, and I understand. And these guys, if they take their medicine, maybe they aren't so messed up, and who knows? I don't know, okay? All I know is that it's these two guys, because they're psycho, is probably why they were captured. I mean it. A psychopath is the type of guy like this Page piece of garbage. These are the kind of guys that kill themselves because their egos won't allow them to be taken alive. Their egos, they want to have the last statement. You got to understand something, folks. When a psychopath kills himself, he doesn't see it as cowardice. He's making the final statement of, you will not have control over me. I choose my own exit. So it is far preferable in many ways. And I'm not saying that we want to kill people. I mean, it's better to have these people, I think, to, especially a psychopath, to put a guy like that through the humiliation of a trial. Because if you want to make a guy suffer, you take a psychopath and put him on trial. Now, yeah, he's going to try and control things. Ted Bundy did. Remember Ted Bundy's whole public relations stance? You know, oh, well, he tried to control things. He tried to make himself look good. Up to the bitter end, he had people conned. But at least you got him where you want him. You got him in the system. You're putting him on trial, and all his bull crap doesn't mean anything. But Bundy, up to the bitter end, he was giving interviews. He had some poor, stupid clod believing that pornography is what made him do what he did. Some stupid guy, excuse me for saying this, but this guy was he represented some church that was anti-pornography, and so he went and he interviewed Bundy, and Bundy told this guy exactly what he wanted to hear. Oh, yeah, you know the reason why I did what's that? Well, it's because of pornography. So this guy went away thinking, aha, pornography is what makes the Ted Bundys of the world. No, it doesn't. So anyway, this guy Page, he probably wouldn't be taken alive. These guys, these psychopaths, they got too much ego to be put on display like an animal in a zoo. They want to choose their time and place. And if you can take these guys alive, all the better. That's why it's better to get one of these guys alive than it probably would be, you know, with all due respect, and forgive me for saying this, better than it would be like a Loeffner or this guy Holmes, because those guys are psycho, and they don't know what they're doing. It's hard for me to want the death penalty for guys like that, and I'm generally pretty...
Dude, you don't think I killed people and everything?
I know he did. I understand that, and it's bad. And believe me when I tell you, the man needs to be punished. But if a guy's not in touch with reality because his brain is being just melted away, I don't know what the hell. What do you want me to say to you? These guys that respond to the Holmeses of the world, they ought to be responding that way to these guys like Page. This is the guy that ought to be held down in the yard someplace and shanked. If you want to talk about somebody that deserves the tortures of the damned, but he ain't around, you know.
That was uplifting.
Yeah, that was real uplifting. Thanks a lot, bud.
But you had to talk about it.
Yeah, sure. All right, we'll be back with something. Hey, here's something that's really cool. Jennifer Lopez is suing her chauffeur for $20 million. All right. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be right back.
Phil Henry.
Famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. And we wonder why more celebrities don't have drivers, so says James Devaney, writing for, E News? Okay. Jennifer Lopez has sued her former chauffeur for extortion and defamation, claiming Jacob Manukian.
Is that the guy's real name?
Yes. Jacob, right there.
Jacob Manukian. I don't know if you say that right.
Manukian, man. I'm the professional announcer here. Jacob Manukian.
Spell it.
Spell what?
Jacob.
H-A-K-O-B.
Bull crap, man.
Give me that. I don't have to prove myself to you. There, see? H-A-K-O-B. Jacob Manukian. She's suing this guy for extortion and defamation, claiming that Jacob Manukian threatened to blab disruptive and potentially damaging information about her unless she paid him $2.8 million, according to court documents obtained by E! News. She is seeking at least $20 million in damages. She has now been sued, or was sued, or this is also part of it, sued by her former chauffeur. The former Idol judge alleges that an attorney representing Manukian, who sued Lopez, her manager Benny Medina, and Mark Anthony for breach of contract in April, demanded a $2.8 million payout, or else he would disclose sensitive and personal information that he had allegedly overheard while working for her. Oh, okay. So this is part of his lawsuit against her. He sued her probably for what?
I probably sued her for firing him.
Yeah, and then said, you know, you better pay me or I'm gonna be telling people.
Probably about like having sex and everything in a limousine and everything.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
I don't know. I'm not gonna speculate. The former Idol judge alleges that an attorney representing Manukian demanded $2.8 million or else he would disclose sensitive and personal information that he'd allegedly overheard while working for her. Well, that is clearly a blackmail type statement. That's extortion, if that happened. And I don't know. That's the only information that we have there, you know. I don't know why it is I believe her, but I do.
Yeah, why is that, man? Why would you believe a working man?
I mean, look, man, think about this for just a second, okay?
Why would you believe a blue-collar guy?
Hold on for a minute and think about this for just 5 seconds, okay? I'm Jennifer Lopez. Well, I'm not, but let's say you're Jennifer Lopez. Aha! I'm going to sue you for $20 million. What are you suing me for, Miss Lopez? I was just your driver. Because you came to me asking for $2.8 million. Yeah, I'm asking you for $2.8 million in lost wages and in pain and suffering and all that jazz because you fired me. No. Your lawyer said that you were going to divulge sensitive and personal information. Now it becomes, did the lawyer say that? Personal and sensitive information. Was that said? And I got to tell you something. Where do you come off? First of all, a chauffeur? Is he going to cough up $20 million? What do I want to sue a chauffeur for?
Well, I mean, get some money.
A chauffeur? I'm going to get $20 million out of a chauffeur? What is Jennifer Lopez suing a chauffeur for $20 million? Unless she knows that maybe, does the guy got deep pockets? He's got $20 million. Why would you take the time to sue your chauffeur? Why would you do that? You know?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, unless there's something personal. Unless it's a personal thing, like did they have a personal relationship? Did he promise her something? I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that that's the case, but why would you turn around? He claims that she fired him. He claims that she fired him or otherwise let him go in an unfair manner, and she is now suing, and so he wanted $2.8 million in a payout. He wanted $2.8 million after being let go. She says he demanded that $2.8 million on the other end of a statement having to do with sensitive and personal information would be released. I imagine, and I don't have any information, imagine his lawyer saying, we want $2.8 million because that's what his services, that's what you owe him for his services, plain and simple. Now, that's easy enough to prove or disprove. Okay.
Yeah, well, she can say, she doesn't want to pay the $2.8 million. And so she say that guy tried to say some stuff.
Is it because she can't afford it or what? You know?
Well, I mean,
maybe she doesn't like the idea of having to pay this guy $2.8
billion. What, a billion?
No, I mean million. Maybe she doesn't like the idea of having to pay the guy any more than she thinks she owes him. Maybe she owes him a lot less than that. And this guy's coming up with the $2.8 million, and he's saying, unless you cough that up, thus and so.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you mean. You made it up.
But I'm asking you to think logically about this. Is she going to sue her chauffeur for $20 million? How's she going to get $20 million? Is this guy got deep pockets? Is he some heir? Is he some guy with all kinds of... What is she suing this guy for $20 million for? I mean, unless it's some really... Well, she wants to destroy the guy, unless she hates him. She fired him. She fired him. He's come back with a $2.8 million... he wants $2.8 million, so that was his suit against her, and she countersued for $20 million, saying he blackmailed her. Up to that point, she had just simply fired him. So he escalated with this $2.8 million.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that if she unfairly fired him and if he has a grievance that the law... a civil court will recognize, saying, you know, Your Honor, she fired me unfairly, and I will prove my case, and she owes me $2.8 million. Now, what's that about? I don't know. She turns around and counters with a claim that he tried to extort or blackmail her, and she's suing for $20 million. I'm sorry, it doesn't sound like anything that she made up. It sounds like the guy took a shot.
I don't think you can say that. He probably got screwed over by her, the fat ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, because she's got a fat ass. That's...
Yeah.
All right, a new study by Cornell University.
What about that?
We're done, bud. We're not going to talk about it.
You know, open up the phone line for a discussion?
No, I don't want to open up the phone lines for a discussion. I'm moving on to something else, if you don't mind.
I just think it's unfair that... You don't give him a benefit of a doubt. If she give him a benefit of a doubt, but you not even give him a benefit of a doubt.
Is that English that you just spoke? I'd just like to know.
No, you don't understand. If you don't give her the benefit of the doubt,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you give her the benefit of the doubt? That's what I'm trying to say.
Time for an iron swine for that one, son.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We didn't have an iron swine.
Shut up.
Time for iron swine. Iron swine going to go and find out where fat ass...
You know, she's suing a chauffeur.
One day, Iron Swine is in his office.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Hello?
Yeah, Iron Swine, I'm a chauffeur for Jennifer Lopez, and she fired me.
I'll be right there. Iron Swine, what happened?
She fired me.
Well, you should get $2.8 million.
Yeah, that's why I think I'm going to go to talk to her now.
And then he goes over to talk to Jennifer Lopez.
Hey, Jennifer Lopez, open up the phone, open up the door.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, you owe me money.
Oh, I don't want to pay you no money. I'm going to sue you for $20 billion.
No, you're $20 million?
$20 million. I'm going to sue you for $20 million.
Yeah? All right, Iron Swine is here.
Hey, Jennifer Lopez, you fat ass. You're nothing but a fat ass.
Ow!
Thank you, Iron Swine.
What did you do to her?
Hold on. Iron Swine. Yay. Iron Swine kicked her ass.
Oh, okay. So you hit a woman, huh?
No. I didn't really hit her. Iron Swine didn't hit her. She's just a fat ass.
She's just a fat ass, and so you just... Jesus. That's the most disappointing Iron Swine I've ever heard.
Iron Swine. Brought to you by...
Brought to you by Cheetos.
Yeah. Bet you might in Barks Root Beer.
Yeah, Barks Root Beer. I love eating Cheeto and Barks Root Beer.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Iron Swine.
Iron Swine! Whee!
So you beat up a woman, huh?
No.
Yes, you did. You went to Jennifer Lopez's house and you smacked her.
Well, you gotta find a way to... How are you gonna deal with it?
Yeah, she's the arch. She's like the Joker or something.
She's the Joker. So you call her fat ass? That's her new name?
Yeah.
And you beat up a woman?
No, I didn't.
We did not beat her up. All we did was slap her.
Oh, is that what you got to do to defeat fat ass? You just slap her? God, Iron Swine, I am very disappointed.
We didn't beat up no woman. We had to finish the bit.
I didn't even know you were going to do a bit. You'll notice how I let you do it. I let you go ahead and do Iron Swine, and you come up with a weak ass ending like that.
Woo! No, it was bitching.
Ooh, boy, did that one smell.
Man, you'd try to do better if it was you.
I could do a lot better than that. A lot better than that.
Yeah, go ahead, do it.
Oh, you want me to try, huh?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's my Iron Swine. And now it's time for Iron Swine as we go to Iron Swine's office.
Wait a minute. Are you going to be...
Let me do it, okay. Hi, are you Iron Swine?
Yes, I'm Iron Swine.
Well, Jennifer Lopez ripped me off and owes me money.
Yeah, really? Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Maybe you ought to be owed money, because it looks to me like you did a crap can job as her driver.
Well, I mean, I was late a few... Yeah, you were late. Get out of here, you slob. I only represent guys that work for a living.
There, that's the end of Iron Swine. Thank you.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not. That's my view of it.
Now, Iron Swine would take that job.
No, he wouldn't. Iron Swine would kick her... What do you mean, Iron Swine, anyway? Iron Swine would have kicked that guy out the door and would have said, how dare you try to extort money from that lovely lady with her round ass.
No, she's fat ass.
Fine. That's where you and I just have a difference of opinion, bud. But that's what I would have done. And that Iron Swine episode would have been over in 5 seconds. We could have moved on to another Iron Swine. All right.
Well, you put your glasses away and stuff, man, like you're getting ready to leave.
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact. We're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Take a break. Our final segment coming up, 877-876-7445. This is our news and information hour. What else have we got left, man? We have, gay or straight, eyes reveal sexual orientation. Look out. That's up next here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-7445, world famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget, started yesterday. We're giving away 2 free shot glasses with every order of $30 or more in our shop. So if you go over and get some CDs, you get T-shirts, get hats, you get our Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie, you get a coffee mug, the Bobby Dooley keychain. There's stuff there that you can pick up for a song, baby, and also get 2 free shot glasses from PhilHenryShow.com. And these are our Phil. As a matter of fact, I should have a. You think we had to do a tequila drinking night?
Yeah, probably I'd do tequila on a Saturday night.
I think you're right, man. I think you're right.
Man, that'd be radical.
What happened to you?
God, man, what's up with you?
Nothing. I just thought it'd be radical.
You're all like, that'd be radical.
Well, my voice cracked.
Yeah, man, what are you coming into puberty?
Puberty? Ha ha ha. You said it wrong.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did, you big dumb.
Hey! You did say it wrong, Robert.
All right, what's...
Puberty.
Yeah, pew. Like how you smell.
Hey! We're on the air, right?
Yeah, I know.
We're on the air, right?
Yeah.
And if we're on the air and you jump him and I got to break a fight up, one of these days, I'm going to just come in here with mace and I'm going to separate you two like you're a couple of wild animals, okay?
Man,
I'm going to separate the two of you with a can of mace, like you're a couple of dogs. You want that?
No.
Next time you guys jump each other while the on-air light is on.
There ain't no on-air light.
Well, I'm just pretending like there's one.
How are we supposed to know?
Don't give me that bull crap. How you supposed... You know when we're on the air. I'm going to start some things that you'll be sorry I started. And I will also finish them. Just a word to the wise. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Oh, we had the story here, and I don't know, because of the fist fight that almost broke out between these two imbeciles, I don't know whether I have the story or not, but this is a thing on gay, and this was sent to me by one of our listeners, the eyes.
Can you tell whether someone is gay or straight? Well, now there is new scientific so-called, let's just say there's a study, and it's from Cornell University. So, I say that with a kind of a hopeful, sort of a hopeful tone, not because it's necessarily true or untrue, but I might give it a little bit more credibility. It's not from Great Britain. Every time we get some study from Great Britain out of the University of Suffolk on Tyne, or whatever the hell they got over there, it's always some screwy thing. This is an American university. Who knows? It might have a little bit more credibility. There may be more credulity that you will feel. A new study by Cornell University scientists says a person's eyes will tell if a person is gay, straight, or somewhere else on the sexual spectrum. Somewhere else, huh? What are you looking at, bud?
I'm looking into your eyes.
There. You see them good, man?
Yeah, you're gay.
Get out of here. In any event, somewhere else on the spectrum. Now, pupil dilation has long been known to indicate excitement, such as when seeing a loved one's face, a puppy dog, or a beautiful piece of art. The same reaction also occurs when sexually aroused, suggesting that eyes can indicate sexual orientation.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought there was something having to do with the thought that this is more of a psychological, the way the body reacts to the emotions, telling whether someone is gay or straight. Study author Rich Savin Williams, a developmental psychologist at Cornell, tells Live Science that pupils open up in an unconscious reaction to erotic images that can be used to study sexual orientation without invasive genital measurements. What?
Yeah, they're talking about like gay guys got a big one.
All right. Pupil dilation. Pupil dilation, he says, is a sign that the... What are you talking about? He's talking about arousal. Gay guy's got a big one.
That's what I heard.
Pupil dilation, he says, is a sign that the autonomic nervous system, which controls involuntary actions like pulse and breathing, is ramping up. To conduct the study, Savin Williams and his Cornell colleague, Jeriff Reiger, recruited 165 men and 160 women, including gay, straight, and bisexual participants. There you go. So they're basically talking about an autonomic reaction. So it's not even emotion, because that's something that you can control. When they talk about the autonomic system...
What's that mean, autonomic?
Autonomic is a part of the nervous system that you don't have to think about. It works. It's a part of the messaging system of our nervous system, that we don't have to think about. I think about lifting my arm up and down if...
Yeah, you just made the...
Shut up. Up and down if I'm drinking a cup of coffee, not what you're thinking. That's something that's conscious. Autonomic is breathing. Do you guys think when you breathe?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't have to think.
Well, one time I forgot to breathe. I swear to God, I panicked.
Yeah, that happened to me too.
No, you guys are... You're faking yourselves out.
No. One time I went... Oh, how am I breathing? And I'm going like, oh, I forgot to breathe, and I got all scared.
Yeah, I did too.
That's because you two guys are idiots, and you get freaked out by stupid stuff.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean you got to think to breathe? Nobody has to think to breathe.
I swear to God, I got scared one time.
Yeah, because you're sitting there going, oh, wow, I forgot to breathe. You don't have to think to breathe. I guarantee that this entire show, you two numbskulls have been talking about a million different things, and not once did you think about breathing.
Maybe I did.
No, you didn't. Breathing, you don't think about. Breathing is part of the autonomic nervous system. That's the most obvious example. There are others. Digestion, the digestive system. This is a message from the brain to the stomach that things have to happen. Now, man, we're sending food down there, okay? Stomach just doesn't digest on its own. It has to get an instruction. And that's the autonomic nervous system, okay? So when we talk about the obvious conscious things that we have to think to do, like walking, like moving our arms, like, you know, a lot of behavior, that's not it. So if you're looking at someone and you're not even having to decide, am I attracted or am I not, you are automatically either attracted or not attracted. They feel they can see that in the pupil dilation.
So if you're attracted to a guy, your eye's going to go all ooh, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's right, bud. It's going to go ooh.
Well, you know.
I mean, yeah.
you two guys, just be quiet. Yes, your eyes are going to dilate or you know, they will react. And that's something that you're not thinking about. You just see, if you see a hot girl, you see a hot guy, whichever your persuasion, you know, whatever your orientation, you react. And so what they're trying to do, what scientists are using this particular method is, well, let's try autonomic responses. And when they say invasive genital measurements, they're talking about arousal, not the size of a gay guy's as opposed to a straight guy's.
Yeah, but Robert's right.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that story, too. All right, so we'll see where that goes. Probably nowhere, you know, just like anything. All right, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Dan Northcraft and Phil Henry. Go online at philhenryshow.com and enjoy our enjoy Backstage Pass to our website. And you can enjoy thousands and thousands of hours of fantastic radio, baby, all for the price of that Backstage Pass. And don't forget, we're giving away a couple of free shot glasses for every order of $30 or more from the Phil Henry Show shop, man. Two free Phil Henry Show shot glasses. These babies are beautiful, too, so you got to get one. We'll do a tequila drinking night on Phil TV in HD next Saturday night, I promise you. Until tonight at 10, let that be a lesson to you.
Phil Henry.